Wow! What's this?
This is the North Pole.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. Where's the snow?
Why are you smiling like that?
I just like to smile. Smiling's my favorite.
Make work your favorite. That's your favorite, okay?
Okay.
Work is your new favorite.
Fine.
It's time for the announcement. Okay, people, tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., Santa's coming to town.
Santa! Oh, my God!
Joining us now is Will Ferrell with a new movie coming out Christmas Day. It is called Daddy's Home. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, you guys. How's it going?
Well, I want to start off with a compliment. One of my good buddies is Brad Silberling, who directed you Land of the... Yeah. And he directed you in Land of the Lost. And I had gone down to the set to, you know, spend some time with Bradley. And he brought you over to introduce you to me. And I was so impressed. And this is, you don't remember this. You sat down, we both sat in chairs. And for 30 minutes, you and I sat and we talked about kids and marriage and all the crap that matters. And I just absolutely adored that 30-minute time with you.
Actually, I do remember that because I think we talked about the Mark and Brian show and and Brad and you guys, you and Brad had talked about, you know, some screenwriting, things like that. But I do remember that day. Yeah.
Wow. Crazy. So Elf has become a Christmas must. What is it you think about that movie that, other than the obvious performance on your part, and everybody's got a favorite scene, what do you think about that movie that makes it special?
You know, it's a great question because, I kid you not, there were moments filming that movie where I thought, oh, this could be my last movie. Here I am, a 30-year-old man running around New York City dressed as an elf in tights. And boy, this better work. It's either a home run or whatever happened to the guy, the cheerleader guy from SNL. Oh, he did that Elf movie. Oh, too bad for him. But so the fact that it's kind of just grown in stature every year is, you know, I'm obviously so thankful for. But it's kind of amazing. I guess people just really connect to. You know, the sweetness of the story, and you know, it's a very well made film, and it's a great cast, and you know, just a great way to kind of spend the holidays watching that movie.
Two fun moments for me that come to mind was when you walked up when you first got to New York and you pulled the chewing gum from under the handrail and started chewing it. And then you walked into the shop that has the world's greatest cup of coffee, and you congratulations, you guys.
Yeah, I remember when we came up with that joke because we were trying to think of, you know, Buddy kind of discovering New York for the first time, and you know how you always see those places, whether it be New York or L.A., that always advertise world's best whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And
world famous.
We just thought, gosh, Buddy would take that literally.
You know, this, I don't want to take you know what it's like dancing about architecture. I don't want to be the one who ruins Will Ferrell comedy forever. But what is it about some of the characters that you play, like Buddy the Elf and Mugatu and so forth? It's almost like an absolute childlike insistence that you're right. Have you ever been able to put a finger on exactly what that is?
I mean, you know, in terms of, I've always approached comedy from a standpoint that you have to fully commit to the character and the performance, no matter how silly. Because if you stop to think about it and analyze it, what we do is really embarrassing. we're acting like crazy people for 90 minutes, and if you kind of you can't be half in or half out when you're doing comedy, and I've always just used that as my approach, and I like to think that people appreciate that and kind of are watching the movies that I've done and have said, gosh, I don't know if I could have done that. He kind of went all out there and didn't look back, and so I think that has a lot to do with it.
If you just joined us, we're speaking with Will Ferrell. His film Daddy's Home opens Christmas Day, and I'm going to do all of you a favor. I want you to write this down. See, because this movie stars Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg. This is not the first time they work together. There is a movie, and I want you to write this down, The Other Guys. It is hysterical. Now, we know that Will is always going to be funny. I was not ready for how funny Mark Wahlberg was.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that, you know, that Adam McKay, who's you know, my writing partner, and we've known each other since we met at SNL. We were huge Mark Wahlberg fans, and you know, and you kind of obviously know him from being a dramatic actor, and you know, and tends to play kind of a tough guy and that sort of thing. And we had always thought, gosh, this guy could be great in a broader comedy. And we sat down with him and pitched The Other Guys, and he just kind of hit the ground running and was same sort of thing, so committed and earnest and yet so funny. And so we kind of have this inexplicable chemistry. No one would ever think to pair us, but there's something about I don't know what it is, but putting us in the same, you know, in the same shot together, it just really works. And it was just a matter of time before we teamed up again. And Daddy's Home is kind of a nice departure from The Other Guys, in that it's, we get to play, you know, more of a family comedy.
So tell everybody what very few know, that Mark Wahlberg is a complete ass to work with.
Yes. you couldn't have said it better. Just a real jerk. Won't look you in the eye. You know, his physique, that's all CGI'd. That's most of the budget. That's most of the budget. And if you put it side to side, we kind of have the same bodies. So I'm just hairier.
Now, Will, I know you're behind, and I'll get you out of here quickly, but when you were working with Saturday Night Live, and I've talked with several alums, it is a crazy week. You work 7 days a week, 18 hours. I mean, it's, talk us through what your typical week on SNL was.
Yeah, you know, it's such an interesting kind of process, and unlike anything else in television, putting on a weekly live show. But yeah, you're there Monday through Saturday. You know, Sunday will be your one day to kind of reset. But yeah, from the pitch and the meeting of the host on Monday to staying up till 5 or 6 in the morning on Tuesday, writing all the sketches. Wednesdays the read through, and then rehearsals Thursday, Friday, and even Saturday of the show. Not forgetting any sort of filmed pieces you'll put in, and then you do a full dress rehearsal, and then at 11:30, whether you're ready or not, you've got to do that show. And it was in some ways professionally the best 7 years of my life. It's funny, I think I've hosted now 3 times, and I can't believe I used to do that every week. It's,
right.
You just get in this sort of shape with it where you're not even thinking about it, and when you come back to host, it's as if you're just walking into this kind of tornado. But it's a fascinating place. You know, it definitely has its ups and downs. You kind of live and die from week to week as your shows go. But I would have not traded it for anything in the world to be a part of that.
Will, I'm going to get you out of here, but and talk about the movie again. But those of you that missed this, Will has done dramatic film. And what is the name of the movie, Will, where your character keeps hearing a screenplay in his head?
Oh yeah, it's Stranger Than Fiction is the
name
of the movie.
I just thought it was fantastic. You're
Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Yeah, I'm very proud of that movie, and that was a that's an amazing cast with Dustin Hoffman and Emma Thompson, and directed by Mark Forster, and yeah, that's a highlight for me, that movie.
Christmas Day, Mark Wahlberg and Will Ferrell will team up again in theaters, a wonderful movie, Christmas film to take your kids to, Daddy's Home. Will, I would invite you to come in and sit down with us. I'm in North Carolina doing the show, but I'm in L.A. 1 week out of every month, and I would love you to come in when you've got the time and just hang out with us.
That would be a blast. I'd love to kind of talk more in depth about all this stuff. It'd be my pleasure.
Daddy's home, Christmas Day. Will, thank you so much for the time.
Thanks, you guys. Take care. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
See you soon.